My family purchased the Enterprise in 1960, and I pretty much grew up here. I went to college, had a year in a city, and then came back to Coon Rapids in 1980 and took over the paper in 1981. Been there ever since. You know, within the industry, there's an adage that says you get printer's ink in your blood, and it's there for a lifetime. So sure, I have a strong attachment to the newspaper, but as I said in my article a couple of weeks ago, I didn't want to die on the job, and, you know, I have some other things on the bucket list, and they just wouldn't be obtainable if I continued to be tied down at the newspaper every week.